Love and light and peace and blessings. Sitting up here drinking my green tea before I head on to bed, hoping that it don't take me long to fall asleep. Because I do suffer from sleep disorders, narcolepsy, hypersomnia, and snoring. So anyway, these are just my thoughts, you know. These are just what I have, my thoughts and my opinions. When you, first of all, we all have dark side, and we have the light side of ourselves. We all have negative traits, and we have positive traits. And, you know, all that stuff stems from the things that we experienced in our childhood, the things we were taught, all of it. That's how you develop your positive and negative traits. You know, as a child, you grow up, and there you have it. So we all have a dark side to us. A lot of people can accept the positive side, but they want to ignore the negative side. Well, if you're going to continue to ignore all the flaws within you, how the hell can you grow? How can you be better? How can you heal? If you're denying the dark parts about you, the negative traits you have that's carrying out to the, in your behaviors that are affecting other people, but you want to deny that. You can't do that. You cannot have one without the other. How would you know what happiness is if you never experienced pain? How would you know what love is if you never experienced some form of hate? You cannot have one without the other. You need a male and a female to have a baby, right? You know, they're doing things in those sciences and stuff. But naturally, you need a man and a woman. You can't have a baby without a sperm and an egg. You have hot and cold. How can you know something is too hot if you never experienced cold? So you see, you can't have one without the other. You have the yin and you have the yang. Negative energy, positive energy. We all have them. But when your negative traits start manifesting in your behaviors, because you can have negative traits, but that doesn't mean your behaviors are negative, because you don't operate like that. You know, some people may have a negative trait, but you don't know about it because it's not being shown in any behaviors where you can see it. But you have those people have negative traits, and now it's manifesting in their behaviors. So if you do not acknowledge the negative things in your life, then you will never heal. You will never grow. You have to accept all parts of yourself in order to heal and grow. And you need more than therapy is not enough. Therapy is not enough. Behavior management. You need to learn techniques how to deal with your behavior, your anger. If you're one of the people that explode if someone just looks at you, going to therapy, talking about it without no plan on how you're going to control yourself before you explode and hurt people or hurt yourself. So you need more than just therapy. You need therapy. You need some behavior management, anger management, the Bible, the Quran, podcasts, books, videos. You need a whole set of tools in order to heal from your trauma and learn better ways to deal with your anger. You have to learn how to respond instead of reacting. So there's so much learning that we have to do. But as long as we deny the things that are in us that are really probably the root of the problems that we are experiencing in our lives. And let me give you an example of that. Okay, you got anger issues. And every time someone, you have a conversation with someone, you get bent out of shape because they said something you don't like. That's going to fuck up all your relationships. But if you address and acknowledge the fact that you got anger issues, then you can go get the help and heal, and then it won't affect your relationship. Yes. Thank you. So we all have flaws. Nobody's perfect. We all have flaws. Stop denying the dark parts of yourself. Accept them and heal so you can be great in life. You're going to always have problems in your life if you do not heal from your trauma and work on yourself. Those things just do not go away. Accept the dark parts of yourself because that is part of makes up of who you are. Get the healing. Get the therapy. Get the counseling. Get some coaching. Read the Bible. Read the Quran. Practice Zen, meditation. Learn ways to deal with your anxiety, the things that you are experiencing that are affecting your life as well as the other people's lives who are experiencing you. Your mother, your father, your brother, your sister, your children, your significant other. You must heal. It's important, but you cannot heal if you do not see that you have things that need to be healed. Gotta go. God is Hadiah.